Board of Equalization meeting, Friday, July 22nd.
Let's kick her off. You got the tree. Did you do the recording?
Oh.
He just has to press.
It's okay. You don't have to put the date and all that stuff in. Okay. That's what I asked.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's stand and say the pledge. Call the Board of Equalization
to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, there's a current copy of the Open Meeting Act near the entrance of the door for everyone in attendance to view. Sheree, do you want to call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes. Tony Gomez is going to be about 10 minutes late, and I'd like to make a motion to excuse Scott Lutton.
Second.
Got a motion and a second?
Dick?
To excuse Scott?
Yes.
Sorry. Bill?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Okay, well, let's get started on Protest 258, Barkley. Carol and Janice, looks like we moved them back to the previous year. Looks like it was a clerical, so let's go with the referee's recommendation there. Good for you guys?
Sure.
Yeah.
With all these clericals, I think.
295 was Chamberlain. Looks like we moved them from 171 to 191. It was a clerical.
Yeah.
So it looks like that corrected itself. Mary Hogan, looks like we moved her up about $10,000, roughly. It was a clerical. That was at 105, so go with the referee on that one. Stewart, looks like we kept him the same as his 2015, so we'll move that. Tuttle, 72 to 75, a small increase. Go with the referee there. Weber, Joanne Weber. We were at 29. Looks like we backed her down to 35.45. You guys okay with that one?
Yeah.
Sure.
Good.
Here's an Olberg. It was a clerical. Looks like we left him at 2015. Robert and Margaret Ron. We were at 28. Looks like we went to 47. We're at 60. So,
yeah.
Want to go with referee there?
Yes.
Another Ron. Looks
mobile
like the
mobile
home went down.
Yeah, looks like it was reduced. Jesse Kempers. Looks like we got a $1,000 increase there.
Good to go.
Hoxie Doyle. Looks like we're good there. We reduced it by three.
Mm-hmm.
Bates. We're at 29, went to 31. That was a clerical.
Mm-hmm.
Harris. Looks like we reduced that one.
Mm-hmm.
Chase. Went from 25 to 35. That's mobile home. Beach, Douglas and Dana Beach. Looks like we reduced that one. Christensen. Went from 43 to 44. Small increase. Palmershine, Dave Palmershine. Went from 112 back down to 105. Clerical. Go with referee on that one. Milo and Phyllis Berkeley. 103 to 87. That's a mobile home. Should we look at that one? 897. That seems a little high for a mobile home, but. Tony, you want to take over from here? Just a minute, I got to get my car unlocked.
Well, okay.
Okay, I'll be out there in a second.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice double.
We're line. On 897, Tony.
On the mobile home?
Yeah, Berkeley, I believe.
Yeah, Berkeley.
And actually, it was lowered from 103 down to 88. So
yeah, that was the clerical.
They got a full basement?
It's a double wide with this.
Yeah, they put it on a foundation.
Oh, okay.
It's got a little tag along.
Okay, that looks good.
Let's check the record at foundation.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here? I mean, he's got a...
He'll be back. But
904.
Well, A907, is it? No.
Yeah, 904.
Yeah. Okay. A904. Lane Catering. Previous was 2493. Current 72. We dropped down to 23425.
Good to go.
Good. Okay. 907. Jimenez. Tony IR. Yeah, I'm at 43. Current is 65, and we got him at 44. Well,
that's less than, not quite a thousand.
Johnston, Timothy, and Deborah. Previous, I didn't have any, so current is 49,595, and the referee recommendation is the same. So, what's this one here? How come we didn't have it 2015? Can we look that?
Must be a new one or something.
It's got to
be a new one. Is there anybody right here on Johnston?
Johnston. Oh, yeah, he's, I'm trying to remember this one. There was a sale, and it was all together with a house and a trailer on the same parcel, and then he split it. So then that parcel, it looks like it's new because the parcel didn't exist last year. Now it does.
Okay.
Is what it was, and then he ended up selling that part.
Okay.
So let's go with. Is that on Berkeley?
No.
Johnston. We're on Johnston.
Is that Johnston back in there?
917.
Yeah, we're looking at 917, right? Go ahead.
Okay, so the rest of them, we go with the clericals? Or referee? Yep.
Referee,
yeah.
Right.
917.
Yeah.
917. Okay, Harvey Bates, 47. Looks like we dropped it down to 40. No.
I think you mean Hernandez Brewer and Tina Perez Hernandez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like we went from 80 back down to 74 on that one.
Yeah.
Now we're at Bates. 47 to 46. Looks like we reduced that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Jacobson, Jeff.
583 and 584 are part of a five-unit condominium, and they've all been equalized with each other, and the differences between them are like basement finish and that sort of stuff. So
Okay, go with the referee on both of those.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. 111, Burnick. Looks like we increased it from 38 to 43. Don't look like much of a... Go with the referee there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we got these Anderson... And Masters and Anderson Development, he's got a lot of them.
Yep.
It looks like, just going over them all, it looks like they've all been reduced from the 2016 current. And they've all been corrected.
Jeff said it was a land correction.
Yeah, we went out and took pictures of him. And he's got so many fallen trees in there. You got to walk in. You can't even use the road. So he can't, unless he repairs it, he can't sell it. So we put a functional on it for him. Just reduced them all.
You reduced all of his...
ones that would... He had some in-town parcel things we didn't, but all of that whole... It's called London Estates, I want to say, is what that... everything in London Estates got that functional put on it because he can't sell it right now.
So they're all consistent.
Yeah, we did the exact same functional reduction on every one.
Okay.
So if we were to... And Bill and I and Tony and Dick have pretty much looked them all over... If we were to go from 119 to 155, that will pretty much take care of Anderson and Masters, their land development.
Yeah, it's all the same development.
So let's go from there to 155 and go with the referee's recommendation on all those protests.
Good idea.
Great.
Good deal.
I'll need a motion. Well, not really. We'll just go with it. Just go with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so back down to 155, right?
161.
161 is where we're at now. So we're going to go with referees on all those. Okay, 161. Trout Trust. We were at 251. We went to 293. You guys want to look at that
one?
Yeah,
let's look at this one.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a 1,622 square foot ranch. It has about half the basement's finished. It's good or average quality and good condition. There's a two-car attached garage and a detached garage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's in South. So that's the extra building on the road.
Oh, that's the detached garage.
Mm-hmm. Got another picture, I'm sure.
I don't. Did you, Joe?
I don't have any
other. One? Okay.
I don't have any other pictures.
I think we probably just go with referee.
I think so. That's that extra building and stuff on there.
That's right.
Okay, and then Robert Lane. This will be down by the river.
That's where he lives.
171 to 196. It is 187, Sheree.
That little, it's got the extra garage. That's here in Dakota City. That was one he, I think they tried to sell it a couple years ago. Wanted like 170, and I don't think it sold. What do we have him?
We got him at 196 from 171 to 196.
Should be a 30. It's a nice home. It's a newer home. It's a 30 quality, 30 condition home.
How many years ago did he try to sell it?
It was two or three years ago, and I think he had it at like 170, and he couldn't get it sold.
I don't remember the price, but I remember he had it for sale.
Yeah, and it was for sale for a long time, and he just couldn't get it sold.
Right, but with the housing thing that's going on now.
And so it would appreciate from that. Yeah, so
196, good.
Today's market, yeah.
That was a change of the condition to average.
I'm
good.
Oh, was it? Oh, good. So that would put him in with the rest of the
family.
Okay. Let's go with the referee's recommendation there. Now I'm going to go through these. If you guys want to see any of them, just let me know.
Okay.
Schmidt, 246. This is Sandra. We got her. Looks like we left her, lowered her, so go with the referee.
Sure.
Yeah. McDonald. We're at 144, went to 190. Fiscus went from 46 to 171.
Better look at this one.
Yeah. Let's look at her.
Yeah, better look at that.
This has got to be down on Nodaway.
Oh, okay.
This is a mobile home. The
286.
Yeah, the land value went up to 144,000, and so that's the big increase in it. And okay. 144.8 for land value and 26,235 is last year's value on the house.
You know, it's right next door to Tim Monahan. It's a real nice place. He's got it. It's nice.
Okay.
So want to go with the referee?
Sure. 171.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nielsen, Glenn and Starla. Looks like land deal. Went from 15 to 9,240.
Yeah.
Just leave her there?
Yeah.
Bergman, Kenneth and Laura, went from 125 to 155.
Not much of an increase. Really.
No, looks good to me.
Yeah.
Lieber, Randy and Christian, he's got two of them here. I think we need to look at the 384.
Yeah, I agree.
Is this his new house? Is this one the son or the dad?
This is his son. Chrissy and Randy.
This is like Dell's son, right?
Yeah.
They're in a price on them.
Like an appraisal or something. Whoa.
Well, that's...
What?
Those are comparable.
Well, those are sales comps.
Do they have an appraisal?
I thought I saw one.
They do have an appraisal.
Where is the address on this?
East Arby.
East, right beside Arnie Malik. Right up on top of it. I think there's two brothers that build up there.
What's his appraisal?
Yeah, Randy and Randall and it's Ryan. Ryan is right behind him. Not as nice as this, but
at $345 in 2013.
Really?
That's too old to use, probably.
Yeah.
And it probably was partially finished then?
I think that was as completed.
Yeah.
I mean,
$345 was as completed?
That was what the appraiser said. The house wasn't done then, but that's what was his appraisal as completed.
Man, we got that clear up to $438. Yeah. $438,000 on that.
Square feet.
2,773 square feet.
It's a monster.
It's sitting on many acres.
Some wooded stuff that Liebers have back up in there. I forget how many.
I think the
other. This one's the older one. He put a lot of nice. It's those Anderson architectural windows that he put in there, and doors. Very expensive stuff. Stamp. He's got a big stamped driveway.
2.3 acres. But
that's a. We'd have to. I mean, Mark Worth
to get that kind of money out there. You know, I think
it's a ways out there. Like Mark Worth is out on a hill, but he's closer to the highway, and he got $398 for his. Or so. I mean, as a comparable, just looking at a nice house to a nice house.
Let's take him to $400,000.
Yeah.
So what's that price for what?
Let's take them to $400,000.
Okay. Okay.
I'm good with that.
Let's go to $400,000. I need a motion at that.
I'll move.
Got a motion from Bill Rohde.
Second.
Second by Dick McNair to take $384,000 to $400,000. I'm going to call roll three.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Okay, 385 is Ryan Lieber. Looks like that must have been a land deal.
Oh, yeah. They're right at the corner of a section, so we can't have the same parcel cross a section line. So they each bought. So they got their house, a lot, and a stupid little corner on the other side of the... Oh. Both Randall and Ryan should have four protests. Two are just land, and
yeah,
two are
do.
The houses.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's take a look at 386. That must be his house. We got it at 322.
No, this is the house that's back in behind him.
Behind okay. His, yeah. It's not quite the same. It's a beautiful home,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
But it's a little smaller than Randall's.
No, I don't have
but it's picture. Kind of a high-quality deal.
Yeah. Well, let's leave her at 322. Yeah.
Okay. What's the price on? Yes, the appraisal. The appraisal on that one.
The appraisal?
Let's see.
I'm trying. Did he have a finished appraisal, or was his a finance one in the middle? I don't remember.
He had one done this year for refinance.
For right. Okay.
Yeah.
They came in at $260 on it.
Okay.
But
really,
is that one we're turning into
year.
The board? That's not.
Yeah. This has really poor comps in it. The comps are...
Okay. Let's leave her there. And
old houses.
And he can
adjust from there. Joanne Weber.
Okay.
We'll just stay with the referee there.
Yeah.
Dudley. Want to go with the referee there?
144.
4 to 175.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Johnston, Roy, and Carol.
Is this the house you're selling up on the avenue?
137 to 170.
Is that I think that's the one they're selling up on the avenue.
Yeah, it is.
It's for sale at 209.
Yeah, it's good.
Look at there.
Block, Troy Block. He's got two of them. One must be land, and the other one must be the house.
Yeah. I think he came in and talked to us.
The land went up.
Looks like they've been adjusted. Go with the referees there. Doug Vitito, he's out on Highway 20.
Oh, yeah, that house in the hill.
Yeah, he'd get $248 for that all day long.
Okay.
Robinette, Mike Robinette, we'll stay with the referee on that one.
Yep. He was in here this morning.
Yeah.
Well, was it? Oh, good. Yeah, because we did a clerical on him, too, but then we also fixed his land for him.
All right. Yeah, he was happy.
Diane Boyd.
You want to look at that one, guys?
Yeah, that went up 60,000.
Yeah, boy, that one ring a bell.
Wayne Boy.
Oh, it's Wayne?
Yeah.
Oh, is he one of our South? Is he in South?
He's Southridge. He's the beginning of South Fork.
Wayne Boy.
He'd get 292 out of that house all day long. The rest of them?
Yeah, he would.
All right, Wayne.
I think the whole city council of South City protested. I think they all just came in the same
day.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Okay, Liner. This Liner, if I'm not wrong, he is right next door to Lonnie Book. And Lonnie Book's house was like 446 Street. 467.
Old Sawmill Road.
Yeah, you look right down in his backyard when you're going over to Kingsbury Interchange.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he just needed the land adjustment. Did they adjust it?
It went from 286 to 210. So
yeah, they did.
Okay, Geesey, Robert and Nancy. We're at 323. That looks like that's been adjusted.
Yeah, he was 338, and then he went to 323 on the no rotunda access, North Shore Drive only access.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And we were trying to keep them all in that 280 to 320 range, I think.
Okay, Phillips trustee Vandell. We went from 15,000 to 7170. So that was a land correction, but that's a huge jump.
Which one is it?
This is 547.
Oh, man, that's where his building is.
This
is where his cars are.
Oh,
okay. Oh, he's right next to all of that, right off 77 there. But he had no act.
Almost 5 acres back there.
Yeah, right. That's the bank on one corner.
Yeah, and I think we're good there at 71.
I believe so.
Rick Ruckty. Went from 53 to 65.
Let's leave it.
All right. Bortscheller, Gary, went from 217 to 251, but it looks like it's been correct because it was 285.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's one of those condos on the river.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Meyer, looks like it went from 172 to 249 and then dropped her back to 219. So let's leave that one.
Yeah.
Wilson, Scott Wilson, 191 to 249 and back to 220.
Believe it.
Okay, Richard and Barbara Steffen, they have two of them. Looks like that was a land correction on the first one.
Oh, yeah, down around the pond there.
Yeah, and then looks like it was another land correction.
Yeah, we looked at them and we took the water out.
Yeah. So we're good there?
Yep, so we eliminated the water.
Okay, Gonzalez, Jerry Gonzalez.
Got a bunch of them.
He's got, looks like we reduced that land, so that one's good. Well, from 3362 to 49, stay there on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2744, looks like that corrected. 47 to 57380.
Good.
Okay, and then went from 76 to 81, looks like that one.
Good. Next one went down. He just protested at all, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. He was in our op from about 9 o'clock to lunch with his stack.
Okay, looks like 643 was reduced. Stay with that one. Okay, and the next one we went from 830 to 27. Should we check this one out?
Yeah, let's look at that. Must have been an improvement or something there.
Yeah, what was the name on him?
Gonzalez.
Jerry, what did he do with Jerry? I don't remember that. Most of his was fairly close.
It's just land.
Right here.
It's a triangular piece next to the railroads. Somewhere near Brawl.
Yeah. That's where those storage units are there. The old government grain storage site. And
Okay. Yeah.
There was a lot of debate on that one on access to it because he owns the land to get to it, but if he had to sell it, he'd have to do an egress, ingress, you know, perpetual. Otherwise, another person wouldn't get to it unless it was the railroad. Okay. So we went back and forth on that one with him, trying to figure out how to. I thought it was. Did it
you know go, that's a pretty valuable little piece of property with that rail through there.
Yeah, and that's where all the new Brawled additions.
I'm not saying that it would ever get used for anything,
but it's there.
It's there.
Let's go with it.
All right, go with that.
Yep.
Pringer, Donald.
I want to look at this one.
Yeah, let's look at it.
Really
this would be his new house with his garage, I would imagine.
Is that Dakota Flats?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What
did we do? Right next to Hippie.
Oh, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The number. Let's see. Yep, it is. Mm-hmm.
3,000 square feet, detached garage.
Oh, and his deck. He has the poured deck. Yeah. He has a very cool deck.
He's
going
to have
there.
A heck of a time to chase his lady when he...
You may never catch her, huh? Okay, let's leave her there at 472. It was at 578,
yeah,
so we brought her
to
that. Messerschmitt, Donald. We went from 167 to 203. It was 245, so that was corrected. Groves, Trent and Kelsey. This is in Dakota City, down in. I really don't think that's a bad price for that house. It went to 182. No, that'll be good. Yeah, they're good. McConnell. That was a slight increase. 163. Well, it was at 306 and brought it back to 182.
Yeah. Happy.
Yeah.
Good one.
Valdovinos. Yeah, it went from 133,205 to 145,750.
That's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Harris, Blake, and Andrea.
Oh, we forgot one.
Well, we got
790.
Oh, Conley. Yeah, we can't miss this.
I look really closely at this one.
No, I know people.
142.
Oh, it got lower.
Oh, I think we better stay with that.
No.
Let's stay with the middle one.
What happened to that 30% increase everybody was talking about?
Okay, we'll live with
it. Do we want to look at that?
We'll live with that.
Well, we know where you live. Don't worry.
The next one looks good, too. It was reduced. Norris, RJ, and Sherry. 135 to, it was at 84 and took it back to 162.
I know this place.
I do too.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Shane and Bobby Stapleton. 121 to 132.
You're
was
there.
At 162. This lever.
Good.
Okay. Cherry Ridge Limited.
Okay.
Cherry Ridge Limited Partnership went from $1,432,000 down to $1,054,880. What do we got, Joe?
Low income housing. The state has their formula that you have to follow now.
Okay.
And you could fight it, but you're going to lose.
Okay. Let's leave her the referee. Lieber trustees, Delbert and Sherry. We were at 317, 210. We went from to 318, 318. Let's look at it. Let's look at it.
He protested a $1,000 increase. Yeah.
840.
Let's look at it. Oh, this is over up by Hogue's, maybe? I'm trying to remember which field this is.
Vacant ground.
I know he and I were, but we never got hooked up to talk about it. I'm trying
62
to
see. Acres.
5,000.
Oh, that side. Yeah, that's it. That's the. Oh, what road is that? Oh.
Looks tillable, too.
Yeah, part of it is.
Farmed. But it's
some of it's kind of a we've got some in a waste, you know, heavy trees, and we got what's tillable. I think he's got Hogue on the bottom on one side and Denordnet by the other side, I think.
Let's leave her.
$318,000.
I guarantee you he'd sell it for more. He'd sell it for more.
His big complaint was that Gil, who's his neighbor, has 98 acres for $70,000 and 160 acres for $49,000 total values.
Another trees or something.
It's I think it's land they bought for the landfill, and it's a commercial.
Oh.
That's so a commercial zoning.
That's all going to be reviewed as part of our commercial project. So,
okay, we've got this.
Tony's
bridge. That's right by you, Tony. Where your bridge is.
Mike Mitchell's out there and all that.
Yeah, that's where it is. Okay.
History. That's history.
Okay, I don't know what the what's abbreviation the is for this L&P.
South Sioux City, Nebraska.
Oh. South Sioux City, Nebraska. CNE, what's that?
Oh, that's that Liberty Place, you know, with the houses, the townhouses and the triplexes. There's, I don't know how many units.
Let's take a look at the first one, Sheree, 855. Yeah. Just kind of get our bearings.
This has been one of our low-income housing people.
Oh,
that
so
just,
that's the same thing again.
Yeah, this is,
just
yeah.
fight and fight and fight with us. It's Selden Company is the management company.
Yeah. Last year we negotiated a settlement with them on the value of all these, and then somehow when everything got rolled over, these few that are on here got sent back to their old values. So they're asking for lower value than they had last year, but we're not giving it to them. We're going to equalize them with all the rest of the properties in that subdivision.
And this is what you did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go from 855 to 860 and go with the referee.
There you go.
This is the outfit that the city of South Sioux was fighting with.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had that contract and they're below the amount.
Yeah. Okay, Ronald Messerschmidt, 879.
The same as Donald.
We went from 118 to 189 back to 121. Looks like that's was corrected. A miracle, Donald and Bernadine. Miracle.
You missed Gill, 882.
Oh, well, did I miss Gill?
Yeah,
okay.
882.
Bernie Gill.
Bernie.
This was the infamous hearing.
Bernie.
Let's leave it at 63090.
Right.
And then let's look at this miracle one, 934. This is on Monona Boulevard.
That's the great guy in labor.
Yeah.
That miracle.
Either that, it's right there in Jackson. That's where it's at. It's right along Highway 20 in Jackson there.
Oop.
No. Yeah. That's and then nice. He built that new brick block building beside
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That'd be a pretty fair value on
that.
Yeah, I'd
say that building, yeah.
Yeah. Carter, David. Okay, and this is Dave Sullivan and Pam Carter. And this is in Jackson. Let's pull a picture on that.
We raised
tree.
It above the ivy.
This is some lots in Jackson that they have there.
Well, this one has a house on it. The first one has a house on
it. It's a small square house, is it?
She mailed hers in, and we went through and had a look at hers late.
I'm going to call you later.
Yeah.
20?
That's where their sister used to live, back there on the back street behind Prano.
Well, doesn't much of a house to get to 57,000.
No.
It's very low.
No. It's had a basement put under it and stuff. So.
Oh, that's right.
Let's stay there. And then the next one was at 5,000. Let's look at that one too. 945.
Land.
It's land.
Yeah, this is a.
There's no picture of the land.
No.
That's all my comps and my notes there on that sheet.
What it is, what is that?
Easily. How big
is it? It's 22,000 square feet, 22,500 square feet.
So you got value like $1.
Dollar. Square foot.
Yeah, that would equalize it.
Okay.
Easy enough.
Yeah. That seems to be the list, guys.
Jeff's on the agenda too.
We to finish up our clerical stuff?
Yeah.
Or is there more ahead of me?
No.
We got new business. Jeff Curry, assessors, to present report on clerical errors for the board.
Okay, so trying to sort through our list, I pulled out all the ones that we had called clericals that did not have a protest number, and there were 16 parcels. The total previous value was $1.662
million.
And then when we rolled, it jumped to $1.98 million. And then when we went back and made our corrections to equalize them, it dropped back down to $1.76 million.
You just need a blanket approval.
Yeah, just a blank, and then we'll send them out, and then these people can reprotest if they want to.
Okay. I need a motion.
I would move.
Got a motion by Bill Rohde and a second by Dick McNair.
Okay. And then we'll mail
clericals.
And then this stack here is, we've sort of, remember all those, every time we come to a mobile home, we say it's a clerical?
We'll need a vote here.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
My turn again?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm breaking protocol. We ended up with 231 mobile homes.
How many?
231 that are going to have to be reduced.
Yeah.
And we tried to do them in bulk, and what we kept running into is we've already done so many of them in our regular protest stuff that we were overriding things. So we visited about it, and we decided the best thing to do with the 231 to keep it simple for this year is, and it's what Joe and the referees are doing, we're just going to keep everybody's land value the same with the new land study and just take everybody's mobile home back to 2015. And that's what we've been voting on, so that would equalize us this year.
Okay.
So we just have to manually do them all for you.
But you're still going to need a motion to...
Yeah, to say it's okay for me to do that.
Okay. I need a motion to take those mobile homes back, adjust their land, and then take mobile homes back to the 2015
value.
So
move the mobile home back to the value of 2015.
Got a motion by Tony Gomez.
Second.
Second by Dick McNair. Sure, do you want to call roll on that motion?
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, is there anything else you have, Jeff?
The only thing we're seeing on the clericals, we've already sent the first 52 out that you guys approved, I think, in June. And so far, only one person has come in and talked to us about it. So it looks
good
like
deal.
It's going to be good. We've talked to all people. On the 16 we just approved, we've pretty much talked to all of them. I don't anticipate anybody coming in on those. So we'll just wait and see on the 231. But most of those folks are all going. I wouldn't say down because the land in some cases went up, but it's all going to go back to a normal number for a trade.
Okay.
Now, the 52 that you said you send out, you had one come back. What was it? How you end up with that?
After the conversation, he left. I don't know. Did he get another protest form? I think I talked to Sherry. It was...
he hasn't turned it in. He picked one up.
We talked to him. He lives on Gulf Road. He has catch trees. Has a ponytail.
Carl Hines.
There you go. Carl's the one, I think, that got a correction that still has a question.
Okay. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And so what's the time frame on that, Jeff? They have until when you send these out?
Yeah, so... Yeah, so these will be done. These are already done. We can put these in the mail Monday, and then once they get it, then they have 30 days to protest after that from Monday's date. These guys, we got to get them all put in, so this will probably be closer to Tuesday or Wednesday next week before we put these in the mail.
Okay. So we'll have regular meetings, and we'll have due equalization at that time at the regular meetings.
Yeah.
But what you said was...
Might have started an hour early. Yeah.
But what you said was you backed everybody back to 2015.
On the mobile
homes.
Mm-hmm. So there shouldn't be any squabble.
No, unless somebody was upset about their land.
The land values are the new land values and the old
land
values. So
yeah.
Some of them, they're all going to go up a little bit.
Well, sure. There might be somebody that will approve this.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Shouldn't be too bad, though, guys, I don't think.
Okay.
Is there any other business that needs to be taken care of? Any public comment?
Well, we got to approve these, don't we?
Approve the ones that we reviewed today, right?
Didn't we do that?
We didn't actually do a motion yet.
Okay. We need a motion to go with the referee's recommendation on the protest today.
I'll move.
Second. Got a motion by Bill Rohde.
Second.
Second by Tony Gomez. Sherry, do you want to call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
And Decker's deal, do we need to do anything there?
Decker.
He actually was done yesterday.
Yeah, we done yesterday.
So that's a done deal.
Yeah, okay. Done deal.
Oh, Tim. Yeah, the sheriff's deputy.
Yeah, he's done. Okay, meeting's adjourned.
Wow, guys. It's been a long time, didn't it?
Tell Scott, don't ever come back.
Yeah.
You take care. By golly, nice working with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to bet Scott a buck we'd be done by 10. I'd probably won.
Bet him 100.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
All right.
Thank
you.
Now we can go back to work. Town,
you know, just let me know.
Who's going towards South Sioux? I need a ride.
You bet.
I'll give you a ride.
Okay. I need a ride to South Sioux. Peg brought keys, but it wasn't the right one.
So
I might end up
you
having
Scott
the
then yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wonder if one of the deputies could have
called the state.
Careful, get
in the boat. I said, we'll do better without you.
Call him right now. Tell him we had a...
I'll call him.
You have to call him. 118. Hey, we've got less than 40 minutes.
Tell him, boy, we had a couple.
You know what the problem
was. Should be ready Sunday. It was dry as...
We know what the problem is now.
He sends stuff like that.
I got to make phone calls. It's supposed to rain Monday, isn't it?
Monday, baby.
I hope you get it done.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great day.
Holy God.
Well, you can stick around if you want.
No,
I had enough of this room.
Oh, God, yes.
See you, Billy. See you, Rick. Have a nice weekend, all of you. Bye, Dick.
See ya.
Take care. You ever heard anything from...
Okay, what'd you say?
You hear anything from Dean Livers?
Yes, Denny, yes. Okay. She's got some kind of...
What do they call it? Women get it their air something in their
stomach?
No, in their kidneys.
Kidneys.
She's got real bad. It's a what they call it? It's called a
bladder infection.
Bladder infection.
Really bad. And Dean's wife was up there all day yesterday. We talked to her last night.
Yeah.
She's got a real bad pain in her legs, and the doctor said reason why that is because of her kidneys ain't functioning. It's going down into her legs. And they don't know if they're going to put her in a nursing home or what they're going to do.
Nothing they can do with the kidneys, then?
Well, ain't too much you can do with the kidneys.
Yeah.
What's your kidneys? That's what's wrong with me. See, my kidneys is half gone, and there ain't no way. What happened was they claimed I had a back surgery. And when I had my back surgery, my blood pressure dropped real low. And when your blood pressure drops low, it does not pump blood into your kidneys. And that's the only place it won't pump it. And that's what happened to me when I had my back surgery. So what I'm doing now, I'm going out here to this chiropractor out here, and she's putting this, what do they call it, where you put the needles in? And she's doing that on me. I'm trying to get it back up to about 70%, but that's all the further I can go back to my kidneys.
Yeah.
That's really why I go to the bathroom a lot.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Do you want your water?
Well, you know what?
So, but anyway, that's what...
Thanks for letting me know that.
Dick. Yeah, okay. Yeah. What's your name?
Come out to the rodeo and
she's got kidney infection real bad.
You want us in the rodeo?
So anyway,
we talked about it Wednesday night at our meeting.
So
thanks, Roy. You know, I say $200.
We'll be back next year. We'll be in town all year.
But I think next year, I think it'd be a little
community event. You know,
or hoping to have the commercial done by then.
This one, I think, you know, anytime that I use
we approved the $200. That's what
you
want.
Let's do
it. Make them all. We're gonna have as much next year.
Give them bats and the horses. Oh, they're ready. You know, and they're riding with me, and they go back home. And
but a lot of the houses now with people that didn't get higher taxes this year, well, their taxes go up next year.
Most
of these places.
Well, there's one neighborhood in South City, neighborhood 100, where there was some data. I don't know where the problem lies, but
they got the wrong quality of condition.
So they'll be.
It's just one neighborhood. I mean, we've dealt with whole county here, so this is just one neighborhood that's going to get significant increase. Yeah.
Well, that's the reason why I didn't say too much when we came to a house owner.
Yeah.
Because I've seen houses down there, they'll put it on the market for, say, $70,000.
Yeah.
They'll wind up with $125,000.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, because everybody wants to get out of South Sioux and get down in the little town of Homer because it's got a nice school.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a fight down there.
Yeah.
So when it come up to the Homer bunch, I just kind of said yes, because I know damn well, okay, my brother-in-law had a house. Is that on yet? We're still red.